Well, a belated, blessed Christmas to you all. In a sense, it's always Christmas time throughout the year when we think of the birth of Christ and the reason he came to be with us. And I always think of the fact that he was born so that we might be reborn. And so he went into heaven so that we too, if we identify with him, we'll also be raised with him. What a glorious hope we have as children of God. Well, I'm going to continue talking about the Lord's Prayer. We have talked about the fact that we pray our Father, or my Father, who is in heaven. We hallow his name, or can hallow his name in so many different ways. And then we pray that his kingdom would come and his will be done. Well, this morning, we're going to change gears a little bit. Because to this point in time, Jesus was talking about what the Father requires or desires of us. Now he switches it around to our needs and our desires. And it's interesting that the very first thing that is mentioned is that we are to ask him about our daily needs. Give us this day our daily bread. That reminds me of a story of a Sunday school teacher who, with his grade 3 students, asked the question, "Who gives you bread that you get for dinner?" Well, one of the students popped up and said, "Well, my mother does." And the teacher then asked, "Well, who gives the bread to your mother?" Well, one of the students said, "The baker." "Well, who gives bread to the baker?" And one of the students said, "The miller." "Well, where does the miller get the grain from in order to produce the bread?" "Well, from the farmer, of course." And then he asked the question, "Well, where does the farmer get the grain from in order to produce the bread?" And one of the students said, "Well, it comes from the ground." And he went on to ask, "Well, who gave it to the ground?" And you would only assume, and we want to go beyond that, assume that it was God. The ultimate source of everything that we have is God. And it should come as no surprise to us. Now, in this particular prayer, Jesus talks about bread. Well, we know that bread is a staple in many of our homes. Sometimes you can't even have a meal without buns or bread of some kind. And I know it's especially true of European communities. They almost always have bread on their table. And this is probably true of Jewish homes where they have unleavened bread or even some leavened bread. We think also of Mexicans. They always have their pitas or their tacos or whatever. Almost every meal has something like that. So it's one of the staples of life. As a matter of fact, it's one of the oldest human-made foods. If you had nothing else, you probably had bread. It's also interesting to note that if you study different religions, you'll find that bread is often used in religious rituals, much as we do when we break the bread. It represents something very special to us. You'll recall that many centuries ago, the people of Israel were told that they could be free from their bondage down in Egypt, and so God guided them to the Red Sea and then through the sea, and they got to the other side. And you would think that they would be a grateful bunch, but they started complaining before too long. Well, where's our food? We need something to eat. As a matter of fact, we need something to drink, even more than we need something to eat. Where is it, God? You brought us out of this bondage that we had. You've brought us into another bondage because we don't have eat, we don't have drink. And so, of course, we know that God provided those things for them. Now, if they would have heard Jesus offering this part of the prayer in those days, many of them would have put it this way: give us this day our daily bread. Doesn't that sound like the Jewish people back in the Old Testament? They begrudged God because they didn't have, and they demanded it. But as Jesus offered this prayer, he is putting it in a different way. It's like he's saying, grant us today our bread for this day, because we depend upon you, Father. Now, Jesus put it in another way as well in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. So do not worry. And he goes on to mention in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31 that, as a matter of fact, I should turn to that because it is really part of Jesus' wonderful message in regard to this. In verse 25, he says, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? The question that comes to my mind as I look at this part of the prayer, and we usually, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray it through from beginning to end, but if we stop at this particular phrase, why are we praying it? Don't we have enough to eat? As a matter of fact, can't we say that we've got more than enough to eat? I mean, look at our stomachs. Why should we be praying, give us this day our daily bread? Which brings up the question, what does Jesus mean by, and what do we mean when we refer to bread? Well, Martin Luther simply put it this way. He says we should be praying for our bodily well-being. And he's referring to the clothing we wear, that we have enough clothes to wear, that we have food to eat. But I think it's much deeper than that. I believe when we're talking about our daily bread, we're talking about everything necessary for the preservation of life. Now, we can go into a lot of detail here because I think in today's society, we're talking so much about mental health. Why do so many people have mental health problems? Now, I think that that's part of our daily bread. Father, help me to mentally be able to understand what is going on in my life. Help me to handle the situations that arise in my life that create chaos in our world, as well as in my own life. That is part of praying. Give us this day our daily bread. Give me my health. Now, I don't know if we have it on the screen. The Westminster Shorter Catechism puts it this way. When we pray this prayer, we pray that we may receive a competent portion of the good things of this life and enjoy his blessing along with him. Now, another statement put it this way. If we could have the next, yes. Please, be pleased to provide us with our bodily needs as well as our spiritual needs each day, one day at a time. And one example is, of course, the manna provision. To cause us to acknowledge you are the source of all that is good. Without your blessing, neither our labor or your gifts can do us much good. We therefore place our trust upon you entirely to provide. It's dependence upon God to meet our particular needs. Well, what are those particular needs, or what is our daily bread? Well, I'm going to list a number of things, and there may be others, but these are the things that came to mind. Of course, the first would be physical food. I'm going to get to a different part of that in just a few moments, but I don't know if too many of you went through the Depression and you had very little to eat. I remember my mother-in-law talking about this, and she said, you know, and she was lived on a farm at that time. She produced virtually everything that she needed as a family. And yet, during periods of drought and periods of want, probably the basic thing that they had was potatoes. She made something of potatoes for everything, potato soup, potato pancakes. And if you had nothing else, you had potatoes. And that's all, reminds me so much of manna. But God always provided. I think our daily bread refers to everything necessary, as we've already mentioned, talking about clothing that we wear, and usually there's no shortage of it. We can get clothing anywhere. But it's important to think also of shelter. People who have lost their jobs, they can't pay their mortgage anymore. They've been put out on the street because they have been evicted. Now what do they do? Father, give us this day our housing, our shelter. It means that we are depending upon God for whatever our needs may be. It could be referring to everything necessary for living the kingdom life. After all, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." I believe that it is also referring to the Holy Spirit to enable us to live out our faith. Father, give us this day our filling of the Holy Spirit. And I appreciated your prayer about the Holy Spirit filling me to be able to speak. I already prayed that on the way up here, but I hope I'm overflowing. But at any rate, pray that the Holy Spirit fill our lives. But most important of all, and as I said, there could be other things, but it's talking about Jesus himself. After all, he is the bread of life. In John chapter 6, verse 35, he says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." And he goes on in the 6th chapter of John in verse 48 to say these things. "I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." So, after said this, how does this impact our lives? Now, I want you to notice, as I said at the beginning, that that Jesus was talking about the Father's needs. Glorify the Father, hallow his name, and so on. Your kingdom come. But now there's a change of pronouns. Notice, give us our daily bread. So it's moving from the Father's cause to ours. It not self-centered, but also universal. Us and ours. Now, what does that refer to? Well, I've been thinking about this for a while, and what about those people that are out on the street? As I mentioned before, someone may have lost their house, may have been a Christian, or lost his job, and as a consequence, lost his house because of lack of paying the mortgage or the rental or whatever, and now they're out in the street. So how do they deal with that kind of thing? Maybe they themselves can't see the full picture, but how does that impact our lives? And since I was preparing this, I thought, well, because this prayer is not just about me providing my needs, but also for the needs of others, and especially those who are down on the situation, those who have been cast out, even the street people who don't want a job, but they're content with living out on the street, but they have very little to eat and for people to care for them. And so what do? Well, maybe they don't do anything, but we can do something on their behalf. If nothing else, we can pray that God might meet their daily needs as well. That's hard to imagine that, but I've been starting to pray this way. And I know it's such a general prayer. I don't know how God is going to be able to handle a situation like that, especially when we concentrate, in this case, on people in Vernon, as in my case, in people in Kelowna, because I know some of them and how they deal with life. And it's almost disgusting, if not shameful. And yet, God, would you give to them their daily bread? How is that possible? Well, you'll remember that the disciples on several different occasions went out fishing. They fished all night and they caught nothing. Jesus came along and he said, cast on the right side. And what happened? They pulled up a net full of fish on several occasions. He finds the fish in abundance. There are other stories like that in the New Testament. The feeding of the 5,000, the Bible says 5,000 men. When you think of this, it was probably more like 10,000 people, because their wives may have been along with them. And you don't leave your children at home, you bring them along. It could have been 20,000 people that Jesus fed with a handful of fish and a handful of loaves. And what happened? They were all fed, they were all satisfied, they were all more than satisfied, and yet there were baskets full left over. He makes more out of something that we have. He turned water into wine. He made something basically from nothing. And so why do we pray, give us this day our daily bread? Because he provides, and because he provides abundantly. Now, you'll recall that with the Israelites, that when they were crying out for something to eat, God sent them manna from heaven. But he gave particular instructions, and he said, now, I want you to collect enough manna for each day, one day at a time, except for the weekends where they were to collect a double portion. If they collected too much, if they were greedy, well, you know what happened with the manna. It turned into worms or whatever else, and it was spoiled. The point is that we are to pray about our daily needs. This is a prayer that teaches us that we are also part of a community, that we are in this together. God wants to know about our daily needs and our daily wants. And sometimes we become almost self-centered, but God wants to know about our wants and our desires, but especially our needs. We are to trust God to supply our daily needs. The people complained about lack of water and food, but God helped them to concentrate on the fact that they were to pray and to collect just for their daily needs. It was C.S. Lewis who wrote these words, "Relying on God has to begin all over again each day." I like that. As I've indicated already, we should be praying for daily bread, not just for ourselves, but for all. Pray by the community, for the community. We must pray and work toward the day when all will have food, shelter, and health. And I can't see any human reason how that is possible. But if we don't, as Christians, as the Christian church, who's going to do it? Lately on the news, there have been many Christian organizations, different churches, in BC at least, who have started collecting food and distributing food and also clothing and whatever else needs to the community. And they do it in the name of Jesus. If the Christians don't do it, who is going to take care of those around us in our community? But we must also recognize that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Ultimately, then, we pray for our daily needs to be met, but then we must thank Him for supplying those needs. Come to the end of the day, and when you get into bed, or before you even get into bed, thank you, Father, for providing me with my daily bread today, my spiritual needs, my physical needs, my shelter needs, living in a nice, warm, comfortable home. I was outside coming from my car into here. It was shivering cold. I remember our home, leaving our home. It was so nice and warm. Let me tell you one last story and then I'll conclude. George Muller was a fairly well-known pastor. He led many orphanages in England in the 1800s. And one of the things that he was not willing to do was to ask people for money to help to supply the needs of his orphanages. And so whenever there was a shortage, if people contributed to the organizations, they brought food, they brought clothing, and so on and so forth. But when there was a dire need, when there was no food in sight, he would not ask people for food. If they gave it voluntarily, that was one thing. But what he would do is he would pray that God might meet their needs. It's fascinating to read the story of his life and his ministry. There was one occasion when I think he had 200 children and he had to feed them. He had no food in the cupboards. And so he prayed. And he prayed some more. And that very day, someone came and provided enough food for all 200 children. Now, this was nothing unusual for George Mueller. He was a man of prayer. He was a man of deep faith. He depended upon God to provide that day for their daily bread. Let me remind you from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19 what the Apostle Paul says. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How rich is God? He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The wealth in every mine. We are co-heirs with Christ, the Bible teaches. So when we pray, give us this daily bread, this day our daily bread. Know that God is listening and he will provide our needs as we depend upon him. Amen.